Here it says possible, on page 2, it says possible sequencing for an NLP intervention. First thing I'm going to do is gather information, which could include establishing rapport, setting outcomes, detailed personal history, keys to achievable outcome, navigating the future, maybe I'll put a goal in their future, values, finding out what their values are, finding out what their meta programs are, noticing the presuppositions in their language, eliciting their strategies, and using the meta model to gather information. So the first kind of phase, I'm just gathering info about their model of the world. Kind of like when we did the 5-step sales process and you're asking those as-is type questions. You're gathering information about that client's model of the world. I won't do these in any particular order necessarily all the time. Sometimes I'll do the detailed personal history first. Sometimes I'll set outcomes first. It depends. Oftentimes I'll develop rapport. And then I may ask them, what is it that you want as a result of being here? So maybe I'll set the outcome first and then I'll go into the detailed personal history. Next step would be to shake up the model. So once you've gathered the information about their model of the world, then we're going to shake up their model. Shaking up their model could include quantum linguistics. And by the way, all this stuff you know now. Could include quantum linguistics, could include logical levels of therapy, could include reframing or sleight of mouth, could include using the meta model, the Milton model, meta model 3, which is part of quantum linguistics actually, or trance. All of those things can be useful in shaking up that client's model of the world, loosening their grip on their model of the world. Then I'm going to do some change work, which could include strategies. We'll go a little bit more into strategies in the next couple of days as well. You can remember we talked about changing strategies. We could use logical levels of therapy. We could also install strategies. Installation of new strategies can be done through metaphors. Can be done through by telling them a metaphor, which installs a new strategy. Could be done through like a chain of anchors. You could install strategies or using visual rehearsal, having them imagine themselves doing things in new ways. That's installing strategies. And we'll get deeper into that as the next couple days progress. Also, submodalities. You could do some submodality work. Maybe you're going to do a beliefs change with submodalities or change a value with submodalities. Or change the way they feel about a certain food with submodalities. There's all sorts of things, submodalities work you could do. Anchoring, you could do collapse anchors or chaining anchors or any of the anchoring techniques that you've been learning. You could use your Milton model patterns to linguistically glue the processes that you're doing together, kind of weave them together with the Milton model. Slam home the change work. Work with values by clearing out any of the incongruencies that they have in their values or any of the conflicts that they have in their values. Which could include doing parts integrations on conflicting values or releasing negative emotions on conflicting values. You could work with their metaprograms. Metaprograms, if you're going to be changing metaprograms, the easiest way to do that is with hypnosis, and we'll get into that on the last day. Precision repatterning, which could include releasing any of the negative emotions or change personal history or re-imprinting. You could use trance. Reframing could also be part of the change work as well as parts integration. You could do a parts integration in that change work. Your question, John, now?
My question is, don't you have to do strategies, certain strategies before you actually do logical levels of therapy?
That's part of logical levels. So part of the logical levels of therapy, is just a conversational strategy elicitation and then misinterpretation. So you're just scrambling their strategy conversationally. Yeah. So that could be part of the shake up of the model or doing change work. And then you're going to future pace, which clean up any of the change that you had, check the ecology, like check... What's this change going to be like as you go out into your life? One of the questions on ecology that I'll ask, where it says check ecology? A question I'll ask, and you may want to make a little note, sometimes I'll say, is there anybody that won't totally support you in this change? Because if I find out that their brother or their sister or their mother or their father or their best friend or somebody else won't totally support them in their change, I want to define some boundary conditions or some things that they might need to set up with those people such that will cause their change to stick. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I also want to future pace any naysayers, because if there's people beating them down after they make their change, I want to be able to future pace how they're going to deal with that. That's part of checking the ecology. So I'm going to find out if there's anybody that won't totally support them in the change they've just made. And then find out so your mother's not going to support you in this change. How are you going to deal with that? What are you going to do that's going to allow you to stay congruent as you walk out there? Oh, so your friends aren't going to support you in this change that you've made, that you no longer smoke and drink. Your friends aren't going to support you because they go to bars all the time. Okay, so how are you going to deal with that? What are some specific strategies, or what are some things that you're going to need to do in order to deal with the fact that your friends are going out partying every night, drinking and smoking at the bars, and that you don't do that anymore? Right? I'm checking the ecology, what's around them. And I'll check that at the end of the session, because you want to deal with that, right? That becomes extremely important. Just ask them. And the way I check the ecology is, I say, is there anybody that in your sphere that's not going to totally support you in this change? Yeah. I'll also check parts. At the end of a session, I'll say, are there any parts of you that, or is there any part of you that's not absolutely certain that you can go out there and do this? Now, I'll check parts in two ways. I'll look for their congruency at the end of the session, and I'll also ask them, is there any part of you that's not absolutely certain that you've made this change now, or absolutely certain that you can go out there and change your life now after having done the entire session? If they say yes, we'll integrate that part. We'll just do a parts integration. I'll say, I'd like to talk to that part.
Yeah. Is that like reinforcing that they're fragmented?
No. No, I mean, because you're going to integrate it if there is. So I just say, is there any part of you that's not absolutely certain that you can go out there and make this change now? And if they say no, then I say, good. I didn't think so. All right? Now, down below that, it says general paradigm for change. So that's just kind of the order that I will tend to do things in when I do change work. Down below that, it says general paradigm for change. And the question is, it says, is it all right with your unconscious mind to make this change today and for you to have conscious awareness of it? I will tend to ask them this before I do any particular process or technique. Then I'll ask them, can you do it now? Can you get in touch with that problem now? Okay, that's to give them a contrast frame when they're not able to do it at the end or when it's disappeared at the end. So I'll say, can you do it now? And then I'll ask them, so you know if it disappeared, right? If the problem disappeared. And they say, sure. Then I'll do my intervention. Then afterwards I'll say, so how do you feel about your ability to blank, the opposite of the problem stated positively? I'll tend to put this little frame around any of the change work that I do. So let's say I'm going to do a parts integration. I say, is it all right with your unconscious mind to make this change today and for you to have conscious awareness of it? I want a congruent yes, right? Then they say, I say, okay, good. So can you get in touch with that problem that you have now? And they go, yeah. I say, so you know if it disappeared, right? They go, right. Good. I want to talk to the part of you that's creating this problem. And I'll go ahead and do my parts integration. Then afterwards I'll say, so how do you feel about it? Let's say the problem, there was a part of them that didn't feel they were confident they could make all the money they wanted in doing what they wanted to do. And we integrate that part. Then afterwards I say, so now how do you feel about your ability to go out and make a lot of money? And they go, yes, I can do it. Okay, this is just kind of, I threw this in here because I wanted you to have a framework that I put this around just about every intervention that I do. So if I'm talking to somebody a lot and I get to the point where, okay, now it's time for the magic, we're going to do the intervention, I will tend to put a framework like this around the intervention that I'm going to do. Kind of slams it home, puts it in a box, and ties it up with a ribbon. But I will tend to do this if I'm meeting with somebody over a 5-hour period of time. You can do anything. I could just go right in and do an anchoring technique with somebody. But, I mean, if I'm doing a complete session, I'll probably go all the way through this arrow. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.